Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Today marks an auspicious anniversary for the late Dr. George Tiller, the abortion advocate who faced down anti-abortion protesters for nearly three decades to keep his family planning clinic running in Wichita, Kansas, despite fires and threats. On August 19, 1993, it would be the first time he was shot by an anti-abortion foe, but not the last. He was outside of his Wichita clinic when Shelley Shannon shot him five times in both arms. At the time, Shelley accused Tiller of being a mass murderer and suggested that there was nothing immoral about trying to kill Tiller. She was also a member of the notorious Christian terrorist organization, Army of God. Before shooting Tiller, she wrote in support of one Michael Griffin, the murderer of Dr. David Gunn, calling Griffin, quote, the awesomest, greatest hero of our time, unquote. A jury found her guilty of attempted murder and sentenced her to 11 years in prison. George Tiller was, in fact, a poster boy for the dangers of right-wing rhetoric, which leads to violence. A decade after being shot by Shelley Shannon, Bill O'Reilly described Tiller as, quote, Tiller the baby killer. But it wasn't just the O'Reilly show. Many others, from far-right anti-abortion fanatics to U.S. congressmen, used such aggressive language. In fact, Congressman Robert K. Dornan has used that exact same phrase, quote, Tiller the baby killer, on the floor of Congress. The denigration of Tiller had its effect, naturally. He was shot through the eye at close range and killed on May 31, 2009, during worship services at the Reformation Lutheran Church in Wichita, where he was serving as an usher and handing out church bulletins. Jurors deliberated a mere 40 minutes before convicting the perpetrator, Scott Reuter, of murder on January 29, 2010. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.